This is VOA News. Even though the military has withdrawn from Afghanistan, the U.S. State Department says it will work to continue on evacuating civilians and holding the Taliban accountable for promises to uphold human rights. Details from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says a new team will lead the post-war diplomatic effort for Afghanistan and for safety.
We suspended our diplomatic presence in Kabul and transferred our operations to Doha, Qatar.
Blinken estimates more than 123,000 people have been evacuated, but some 1 to 200 Americans remain, along with many of the Afghans who supported the U.S.
We will keep working to help them. Our commitment to them has no deadline.
Blinken says the U.S. and the international community will hold the Taliban to its promises. But a Republican Congressman, Michael Waltz, who served in Afghanistan, says the U.S. has given it all away to the Taliban by pulling out with Americans left behind.
They understand strength and they understand leverage and they understand military might. And we're showing none of that right now.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Meanwhile, a plane provided by the government of Pakistan has brought medicine and health supplies from the World Health Organization to Afghanistan. AP correspondent Charles De La Desma.
WHO says the shipment of medical supplies is the first to land in the country since it came under the control of the Taliban 2 weeks ago. The plane, which departed from Dubai, landed at Mazar-e-Sharif, a city in the north that fell to the Taliban earlier this month. WHO says the supplies include trauma kits and emergency health kits, enough to cover the basic needs of more than 200,000 people, as well as treat over 6,000 trauma patients. I'm Charles De La Desma.
This is VOA News. The EU has taken the United States off the safe travel list. Details from AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
The European Union has recommended that its 27 nations reinstate restrictions on tourists from the U.S. due to rising coronavirus infections. The decision by the European Council to remove the U.S. from a safe list of countries for non-essential travel reverses its advice in June. The guidance, however, is non-binding, and U.S. travelers should expect a bunch of different travel rules across the continent. National EU governments have the authority to decide whether they keep their borders open to American visitors. I'm Shelley Adler.
Hurricane Ida knocked out all 8 transmission lines that deliver power to New Orleans, leaving the entire city without electricity. As the powerful storm pushed through on Sunday and early Monday with winds that reached 150 miles per hour, some of the hardest hit areas will not see power restored for weeks. The power company, New Orleans-based Energy, says that it's working to provide backup for water and sewer services, and the city says it's using its own generators as drainage pumping stations, but it's not clear how long those efforts can continue. German Chancellor Angela Merkel's struggling would-be heir has now hit back at a suggestion that a center-left rival was better qualified for the job after a televised debate failed to give him a clear breakthrough. Armin Laschet, the chancellor candidate from Merkel's center-right Union Bloc, insisted that he was not at all frustrated by a poll showing and following Sunday night's debate. It showed that most viewers picked the center-left Social Democrat Olaf Scholz as the winner of the event. That was followed by environmentalist Green contender Annalena Baerbock, and then Laschet. The mass circulation and build a Daily's front page proclaimed a winner for Scholz on TV. The UN Environment Office says that Algeria has become the last country in the world to stop selling highly toxic lead gasoline. The UN Environmental Agency said that marks the official end of the use in cars of fuels that have been blamed for a wide range of human health problems. Petroleum containing the form of lead was first sold almost 100 years ago to increase the engine performance. It was widely used for decades until researchers discovered that it could be causing heart failure, strokes, brain damage, and more. Via remote, I'm Tony McNeil, VOA News.